Yo, so it's 2:40 in the afternoon. I woke up at 10, but I started watching the Kavanaugh hearings as soon as I woke up. It was like a little bit after 10. And now I'm taking a break from that because Jacqueline had to go catch a cab to go to San Francisco. Well, she caught a cab to the airport. She's going to San Francisco. And I went to Trader Joe's to get some shit. And now I'm recording this. And then I'll probably go back to watching these hearings and being angry, but I'm not going to talk about it. You know how I feel if you listen to this show, and if you don't listen to this show, I don't know why you're listening now, but welcome. Go listen to like the first couple episodes, maybe get acclimated, or don't. I don't know. Do as you wish. You could jump right in here, I suppose, if that's where you're at. But typically, I record when I wake up, and today I didn't. Not, you know, and then there's all these days where I'm like, I didn't. I woke up and I forgot. But or I woke up and watched a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. I guess I'll look at the news. Like I said, Jacqueline is gone for the weekend. Well, she'll be back Saturday. And coming up next week, not this weekend, in a week, October 5th and 6th, I will be a Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey, headlining. So if there's any way you can get there, please come and tell me that you're going to be there. And then we can hang out after the show or something. Or at least say hi. We could chat. I'm not saying we'll go hang out, like go to the movies or do something together, although that's not off the table. Let's look at the news. And I'm going to try to find good news today, because I've been getting QAnon. Is that how you say it? QAnon. Not a very catchy conspiracy theory, like Pizzagate. That's catchy. You got pizza, you got the old gate that you put at the end of every scandal, and now you got QAnon. Yeah, Quan. They should have called something. Come up with something better than that. QAnon fan arrested for threatening massacre at YouTube headquarters. What, these QAnon people are crazy, and also part of the Trump base. All right, let's not talk politics. Can we not talk politics? Yes, I'm talking to myself. Ontario government to allow pot smoking wherever tobacco smoking allowed. That's fine. I would say it should be allowed more places, because tobacco smoking is gross and pot smoking is not nearly as gross. Not, listen, if you smoke cigarettes, I get it. I love them. But they're not, they kind, once you quit, the smell's kind of fucking disgusting. Although I do like to hang outside of the bar with the people smoking cigarettes, because I like to just hang outside of shit. So I'm glad that people are still smoking outside of a bar. That's kind of the only context where it seems to be acceptable anymore. It's like weird to see somebody daylight walking down the street smoking a cigarette. They're usually European, but it feels a little, they get looked at like people are a little judgmental. And when I smoked, they'd be like, oh, why are you people so judgmental of cigarette smoking? And then you stop smoking, or I stopped smoking. I don't know if you did, but I did. And then I said, oh, I sort of get it, but I keep it to myself. I would never be like but in my mind, I'm doing that. And I am like, come on. We're done now. Get on the vape. Which looks silly and does smell a little like air freshenery. You know, it smells like this, whatever the blueberry lemonade or whatever the fuck flavor they have going on. And it smells like sweet, but it doesn't. You don't choke on it because it's not smoke, and it's. I don't like getting caught in somebody's vape cloud, but it's better than a cigarette smoke. But I do miss it. So if you still smoke, hang on there as long as you can, I guess. I don't know. That's not a good story. Lawsuit. DC principal mocked student sexual assault claim. I don't know what happens to a person that they become a principal. Is there any... I've met people that wanted to be teachers. Never met somebody that was like, you know what I'd really like to do is be a high school principal. It just... It looks like a miserable job. And I don't know how you end up in it. But, fuck that guy. Or lady. The billionaire LA Times owner calls social media the cancer of our time. It's an interesting claim. It's not great. But is it the... I don't know how I feel about that. Social media is... I'm addicted to it, for sure. I need to look at Twitter way too often. And it does cause us to yell at each other. Well, I don't yell at anybody on social media. I find out that I don't like people that I didn't know I didn't like. But then I find people I do like. I think it's how you use it. I think it's a good... It can be a powerful tool. So, I don't know, cancer of our time. But he's a billionaire and he owns the LA Times. What? And I'm doing this podcast. So I would imagine if me and this billionaire had a debate, I would not come out winning. Because I'm just like, hey, I like Twitter. I mean, Facebook is a piece of shit, but that's... I think... And, you know, this is what I'd say. People are the cancer of people. And so, and is cancer. Cancer is still worse than the than social media. Which would you rather have? You know, would you rather have Facebook or cancer? I think Facebook. You turn off your notifications. You can't turn off notifications from that tumor. I think I can debate this billionaire. Let's set it up. Debate me, billionaire, or I am right. That's how some people do it. Debate me, or concede that you're wrong. India's Supreme Court rules adultery not a crime anymore. There's going to be some fucking going on this weekend. Hey, I mean, it's not like adultery's nice, but we don't need to get fucking the courts involved. It's a crime of the heart. It's a crime against your vows. But I don't know, go to jail? Were people going to jail in India? I'm guessing women going to jail. Maybe men. I don't know about their legal system. But, well, congratulations, I suppose. And everybody get to cheating, if you wish. Well, don't really. I think it's a terrible thing to do. I'm not a pro infidelity type of person. Teens unwittingly steal oregano after smashing van into pot dispensary. Listen, kids, if you can't tell the difference between oregano and weed, you don't deserve to be stealing that weed after you smashed the van into the dispensary. Liz, I respect the fact that you stole a van, you smashed it into the window, and you took the initiative to do all that, but then you don't know the difference. Oregano and weed, dude, the good weed at least don't look like that. Come on. What are these kids being taught in school? Doesn't the police come and say, this is what drugs look like, so you know when you get real drugs and fake drugs? Education system in this country is going to shit. So, okay, one more story and then I'm getting out of here. That's another weed story. So many weed stories. Charges dropped against woman who took in Hurricane Florence pets. I don't know what charges she had, but yes, what a nice person she is. Man, that's the one thing I worry. Jacqueline wants to move to California, and I think about all the natural disasters. I've talked to him about at length, but really I worry about my cats, our cats, in such a situation. What do you do with your cats in an earthquake? You can't get them into the door jam or whatever it is you need. I guess you just don't have shelves. I'm putting everything on the fucking floor. That's if that even happens. Who knows? All right, you fucks. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.